T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9:45, quarter till 10. Major Mike Lyons, nice enough to join us, our friend and CBS military analyst. Good morning, Major.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Great to be back with you.
Thank you, sir. So what's going on in Syria with Turkey, and what does it mean?
So we see from the Prime Minister Erdogan tweets out this morning that Turkish Armed Forces, together with Syrian National Army, has launched Operation Peace Spring against what are PKK-YPG Kurd forces and Daesh terrorists. That's ISIS in the northern part of Syria. Our mission is to prevent the creation of a terror corridor across our southern border and bring peace to the area. There are some that don't believe that this is the case, that the airstrikes are against civilians and other people there that are non-combatants. And so I think it's early in the process. We have to see what's going to come of this. If this turns out to be a situation where they are murdering civilians and shelling non-combatants, I think the this administration is going to own a very big problem set, and they're going to be, you know, likely have to explain why we pulled troops out, and literally 48 hours later, the fighting starts.
Would the president, you think, consider putting them back in?
I think it's not that simple at this point. Once they're out of there and not along with the troops that are there, it also goes to show you that it didn't take that many there to begin with. The fear of having one American casualty will tip the balance into a point of I will create, you know, kind of Vietnam level hysteria about this. If we see pictures or something, I think that's kind of the tinderbox. I think we're at here right now. We're going to rely on strategic weapons. We see that the Kurds are asking for no-fly zones, and I'm sure we'll use our air assets to protect any troops that are there. But the president wants out of it, and we just have to see. He's turned this over to Turkey to act as a responsible member of NATO. The question is whether they will or not.
So how many troops are there that we have, Major, in Syria right now?
Well, it's probably about 1,500 to 2,000, but in this part of Syria, let's say less than 500. And look back at history, you can't think of a time when, you know, 500 troops were keeping the peace in this part of the world that made such a difference. I'm still trying to just wrap my arms around that, and it just goes to show you the it's not that they're great fighters or anything, it's just that they're there. There's great fear for them for being injured or killed, knowing full well that if that happens, that the U.S., you know, will respond, and will respond in a manner that will likely be, you know, 10 times whatever the situation was on the ground.
So where are they now, Major? Are they in harm's way? Have they fallen back?
I would assume that they're not in harm's way. So they're in an area that's very close to the Iraqi border, and I would assume they could easily slip across that border with the kind of the vehicles that they have. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of them have kind of stayed on. I mean, you gain this kind of brotherhood with the people you fight alongside, but I'm sure everyone's been ordered out of there. And it would be quick and easy to order that number of troops out, given the time frame we're talking about in the last 48 hours, and logistically, you know, they're just on wheeled vehicles in one of the most austere places on the planet. I mean, so it's very simple for them to kind of just go across the desert and get out of there.
On one side, do you have Assad, Russia, Iran, and Turkey, and then on the other side, the Kurds and us?
Yeah, and what the problem is, you've absolutely encapsulated the issue, because the sides should be U.S., Turkey, and not, you know, Turkey, Russia, and Iran, and Kurds are kind of launched upon us as a non-nation state. You know, we don't know what exactly that is, and we can't, you know, we're supplying them with second and third grade weapons. They're fierce fighters. They've helped us accomplish our objectives, but we've basically used them as mercenaries. They're not a nation state. They don't have an area that they call home, and it's a sad state of affairs. And as the president's pointed out, they've been at war with each other for 400 years there. You go back to the Obama administration picks kind of the wrong side. They decide to arm the YPG and some of these groups that the Turks would feel are terrorist organizations. I mean, I'm not apologizing for America, but there are things that the United States has done that has caused unrest inside of Turkey. This is not just with the Turkish leaders, it's with Turkish people. And at the end of the day, Turkey is a NATO ally, has about 50 nuclear weapons there, and the last thing we want them to do is to push them closer to Russia.
So have we abandoned the Kurds, and does that say anything to other people in the Middle East with whom we hope to align ourselves to, say, fight ISIS or whatever?
I think that could be one perception. It's a strong word to use, I think. But, you know, we basically have chosen to turn the situation over to Turkey. I would advise the Kurds now to take a chapter out of Sun Tzu and evade when the enemy is strong. Look for other allies, perhaps ally themselves with Damascus. But if the Kurd military decides to stay there and fight up against a much superior military force and think that they're going to win, it's all for naught. I mean, they should do what any military nation state country would do, is withdraw and save your powder, keep it dry for another day.
Is slaughter too strong of a word?
Yeah, no, it's not. And if that's the case, I don't know. Again, no one joins the military to get slaughtered. I mean, I don't. Their leaders are not doing whatever soldiers are fighting this war any favors. I understand they perceive this as a fight for this place called Kurdistan, but it's not happening right now. It's not going to happen in the northern part of Syria. At some point, in maybe not in our lifetimes, maybe 100 years from now, they'll carve an area. You know, there's 40 million Kurds out there in Iraq, in Iran, in Syria, and in Turkey, and perhaps one day they'll have their own homeland like other indigenous people have had, but it's just not in the cards for it to happen right now.
Major, I appreciate your time. Really do, and I know we'll talk to you again about this.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right, have a good weekend, or day, I guess. I'm already on Friday. Mike Lyons, CBS military analyst, bagging a flash here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.